The Great Ghost Rescue by Eva Ibbotson, read by Prunella Scales. Chapter 1. Humphrey the Horrible was a ghost. Actually, his name was simply Humphrey, but he had added the horrible because he thought it would help him to become horrible, which at present he was not. Nobody knew what had gone wrong with Humphrey. Perhaps it was his ectoplasm. Ectoplasm is the stuff that ghosts are made of, and usually it is a ghastly, pale, slithery nothingness, a bit like the slime trails left by slugs in damp grass, or the mist that rises out of disgusting moorland bogs. But Humphrey's ectoplasm was a peachy pink colour and reminded one of lamb's wool or summer clouds. And then his eye sockets didn't leer or glare, they twinkled, and the sounds of his finger bones jangling together made a tinkling noise like little bells. His parents, who naturally wanted him to be frightful and ghastly and loathsome, like all the best ghosts, worried about him quite a lot. "I can't think why he has turned out like this," his mother would say. Humphrey's mother was a hag. Hags have hook noses and crooked backs and scaly black wings, and when they move, they give off the most dreadful smells. It was nothing for Humphrey's mother to smell of mouldy tripe, unwashed armpits, and minced maggots in a single afternoon. Humphrey's father would try to comfort her. "Don't worry so much, Mabel," he would say. "The boy's probably a late developer." Humphrey's father was a Scottish ghost. He had been killed fighting in the Battle of Otterburn in 1388. This was a very bloody battle in which the English and the Scots killed each other in all sorts of...